The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends, today, the readings are always teaching us something, but there are some that align in a way where they encourage us for what I think is the deepest desire of our heart, which is, can you imagine, if you are attentive to the second reading, can you imagine being able to say 10 minutes before your death, I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. When you're able to say that, you've passed all the exams and gotten all the raises and promotions that you could have wanted. Because all those desires that we had were like little lights in comparison to the sun, which is just, you made it to the final goal. No more cold weather, no more hot weather, just all the joy and the bliss of eternal life. And so today, both in the first reading as well as in the gospel, it's talking about the judge, how he judges and how we can collaborate with God's grace in order to win that final race. So I don't know if some of you know Matthew Kelly, but in one of his books, is a little older one, Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic, he talks about the 93% and the 7%, which the numbers don't matter. Let's say it's 9 and 10, but it's like the 90% of mediocre Catholicism and the 10% who really have done what God will always want us to do, which is give you an instance, an opportunity to confirm your faith. Sound like the sacrament. But sometimes we go through that sacrament and we really don't take it as our own. We don't become the soldiers or the apostles of Christ. And so there's a part of us that goes to God every day regarding job, regarding love, regarding my worries, anxieties, dreams. And we have that inner spurring to do things the way God wants it, but we keep too many things to ourselves. Just like the Pharisee. Isn't it an irony? This guy goes up to the Lord and says, as if he was so righteous, Lord, thank you because I do all of these things not like those others. Forgetting that God is first and foremost a father. You're insulting him. He's not worried just about you. He's worried about us. All of us. Our Father who art in heaven. So it's like we go up to him in a self-righteous way in an individualistic way. I will tell you, Lord, how I'm being good. Kind of like the rich young man. And so this Pharisee dances with the Lord, and then he turns around and dances with the devil. Kind of like us, we're divided. But what we are called to be is shalom, that is, of the whole. Because that's the true meaning of shalom, to be of the whole, to be united to the truth. He justifies himself, but offends God in doing it. Think about an area of your life where you're doing really good. But then just put right beside it like a little black dot, an area that you're keeping to yourself. This, don't touch this, Lord. This is mine. I will decide about this area. When I was in Rome studying, all of us legionaries, we study our theology in Rome. And in my case, I also did philosophy in Rome. And when they teach you how there are certain concepts of life, such as the word being, that are in different degrees. And so in Italian it says essere, which means being, si dice in tanti sensi. It is said in multiple ways. I'm going to give you an example that will make it very easy. You know that you and I use the word love in multiple ways, but it's not the same degree of perfection. I love Chips Ahoy. But I also love to pray. And I love my mother, although she's already in heaven. And I can also say I love God. So that the Italian phrase, si dice in tanti sensi, it is said in many ways, it means it's not the same when I say love Chips Ahoy than love God. So when we say I'm a good Catholic or I love God, what is the burning degree or the lesser degree in which we're living? Because what the liturgy does, brothers and sisters, every Sunday is elevate us, because the New York of the world is trying to pull us down, trying to make us look at the darkness, at the dirt, at the old man in us, the Adam and Eve, while we're being called to be Jesus and Mary, the new Adam, the new Eve. And so many different places. Again, the rich young man, I can imagine the guy with so much pride, so sure of himself, comes up with his, you know, chest like this, wide open. Lord, what must I do to earn eternal life? And the Lord humbly, knowing what was in his heart, said, you know what it is. And you know the commandments. And he says a few of them. Oh, Lord, but I do that already. Oh, yeah, you do? Okay. Then you just lack one thing. Purify your heart of those areas that you have not given to me. Go sell what you have and come follow me. He was too attached, too Pharisee, too. He was navel gazing. He was too caught up in himself. Or remember when the Lord said, not just he who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he or she who listens to the word of God and then applies it. He's asking, go from that 7, from that 93%, and jump to the 7% of on fire Catholics. The ones who can say, Jesus is my life. Or like St. Paul, it is no longer I who live, it is he who lives in me in every aspect of my life. And this wisdom, where you surrender and you give everything to the Lord, just like you will in those 10 minutes before you pass, this wisdom, Jesus has a very mystical moment that you will recall when he elevates his heart and his eyes to the Father and says, I thank you, or I praise you, Father in heaven, because you have revealed these things to the little ones and hidden them to the wise. Am I a little one like the tax collector? Lord, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. The saints thought of themselves very humbly. And they used to say, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I would be the worst sinner. And with the others, they would say, I can't judge because I have no clue of what he or she is going through, and I don't know what grace has done in them. So soft with others, hard on myself. Doesn't it normally happen that it's the other way around? We're very indulgent with ourselves, but very, very hard on the others? Well, that's why we come to Mass. We are sinners. I'm a sinner. And we say, Lord, give me my food for today. In the Our Father, give me my daily bread. And this is the word. So I've been preaching recently because it's been part of my own spiritual journey about surrender, like the tax collector. Lord, I surrender everything I have to you. I want you at the wheel. You're the pilot, I'm the co-pilot, and not the other way around. I'm the pilot, and you, Lord, just stay there in your seat. Don't touch the radio. Right? Don't, just stay there. And I will let you, when we go out, when we stop to get a subway, but you just take it easy. I'll tell you what to do. No, Lord, come into my life. Humbly, you need humility for this. You can't surrender if there's no humility. And in my thoughts, in my words, and in my actions, I want to say, Christ, our King, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. In my soul, in my actions, in my decisions, in everything I do, I want you to reign in my heart. And that gives us so much peace. Every psalm, almost, of worship says, you know, those who follow the ways of the Lord are blessed. Isn't there a psalm there that says, woe to he who puts his trust in men? Blessed those who put their trust in God. Let's put our trust in God, brothers and sisters, today. Let's tell him, Lord, as we're navigating our fall, as we're coming close to Halloween, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, this semester that is still feels early in the semester, allow me to understand how to be that humble servant who thinks lowly of himself precisely to get that, to let that grace come and to be able to live like St. Paul says, it is when I am weak that I am really strong because of him. Amen.